T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jonathan Mayo of MLB.com has the minor leagues covered, of course. Knows. Do you know every player? Jonathan, do you know every single player in the minor leagues? Could I quiz you?
Every single one, and I can quote their stats without looking them up. No, I'm making that up. No idea, no.
You know, there's less now, right? Used to be 6 minor league teams.
Yeah.
They got rid of my beloved Batavia Muck Dogs. Now we have only 4 minor league teams per franchise. I'm sad to see that, but I heard the commissioner saying it's good for everybody. I don't think it's good for the cities that lost teams, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing. They have a team probably in the, I forget what it's called now, the Arizona Complex League, the old AZL. So there's a fifth, like, rookie-level team there where guys can sort of get out and play at their early stages of their career. But, yeah, it's just the 4 full-season teams. And we'll see. I think we have to wait and see the impact it has in terms of better salaries for players and things of that nature and better product. But, yeah, it is a shame for some of those smaller towns that hung their hat on minor league ball that no longer have the chance to host a team.
John, let's talk about what the Indians did in the draft, especially early. They've often in recent years taken high school guys early. Their first 3 picks this year were all college pitchers. Not a surprise that they've taken pitchers. You know, before we had a caller complaining that, oh, why don't they take outfielders? That's what they need. But, you know, obviously you're drafting guys. They're years away. It's not like football or basketball. But what did you think of what the Indians did early in this draft?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. When you pick later, it gets a little challenging. You know, Gavin Williams is a guy, their first rounder, who I really like and they'll probably save money on. He pitched so well, especially in the postseason this year for East Carolina, but there's not a ton of track record of success and some injury history. But he looked, you know, he went toe-to-toe with Kumar Rocker, and he looked every bit as good. You know, like he's got good stuff, starter pitching profile. And you know, Doug Nikhazy and Tommy Mace are 2 guys who have long track records in college ball. Mace especially, you know, kind of rolled the dice when he didn't get drafted last year by going back, turned down money. We'll see what he ends up signing for this year, but I think there's some upside there, and he really knows how to pitch, and Nikhazy is the sort of typical, prototypical college lefty who really knows how to pitch. You know, so they all have starting pitching profiles, and, you know, that old adage, you can never have enough pitching, is certainly accurate.
How do you like the direction of the Indians system then? It feels like they have a lot of good pieces, but when we're talking about standout guys outside of Nolan Jones or Bo Naylor, it can run a little thin as well.
You know, I don't know if it's thin as much as it is just not as well known in guys that are a little further away. Like I think in a couple of years, you're going to be talking about George Valera, and, you know, and Espino from last year's, you know, from previous drafts, and even Rocky and Bracco guys. These are all guys who are in A-ball. Josh Wolf, you know, so they have these guys who are really far away, kind of coming in behind, you know, guys like Nolan Jones and Tyler Freeman, who people are probably a little more familiar with than Bo Naylor, as you mentioned. You know, that people are going to be talking about. There's some high upside in this system. It's just not – that's been a little bit more under the radar, and I think this year's draft kind of offset the last couple of drafts when they were a little more aggressive in going after high school talent.
We're talking with Jonathan Mayo, MLB.com. Jonathan, you mentioned Nolan Jones, who's obviously the Indians' best hitting prospect. It makes me a little nervous, though, because it seems like the Indians' best hitting prospects never pan out. Obviously, Bradley Zimmer was for a while. For whatever reason, their pitchers hit almost all the time. The hitters don't. Ramirez wasn't even a top prospect, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Lindor was. But
he was not a top 100 guy, Jose Ramirez, right. But he was in the – I don't remember off the top of my head, but he was in the top five of the Indians list. And to make you more, if we were to re-rank right now, Tyler Freeman probably would get flipped ahead of Nolan Jones.
Interesting.
Just based on how he's performed this year. And we like both of them. The swing and miss for Jones in AAA this year has been a little concerning, but I was just actually talking to a farm director from another team recently, like, everyone in the minor leagues is striking out a ton. Yeah. The strikeout rates are up everywhere. So I don't know what it means. And he's still, he's still young. He's only 23. Freeman's 22. And then you have Naylor, who's, still only 21 in double A. So I think all three of them have a chance to be really good hitters. Yes, I thought the same with Bradley Zimmer. So, you don't know until they get to the big league level and get a chance to show what they can do.
In terms of Jones, he has played, obviously, with Jose Ramirez, at least still here for now. We'll see what happens at the deadline or maybe this offseason. But Nolan Jones has played some outfield at Columbus. Do you have any feel for how he's done defensively? Like, can he play the position at a reasonable level?
I have not heard any reports, but, he's a pretty athletic guy. Like, I know he's not a guy who's going to steal bases, but he was a shortstop in high school. And not a terrible one, but everyone knew he was going to move to third just because of his size. I think he'll be just fine in an outfield corner and right field, which is where he's been seeing his time, might make the most sense because he does have a very strong arm, which could play very well from right field. So I haven't heard anything, but I do think that he should be just fine out there, even if his range is somewhat limited. I think he'll be a capable big league outfielder if that's where his bat fits in once it's deemed ready.
Jonathan, we've kind of like zeroed in on Joey Gallo or Mitch Haniger for the Indians and trying, because you get long-term control a little bit more than just this following year. You get next year as well. Your knowledge of the Indians farm system, what would it take to get either player, and then would you pull the trigger on that?
That's hard to know. I mean, because I don't know what the asking price is. If I'm the Mariners, I don't know that I'm necessarily going to be willing to give up Mitch Haniger. I mean, they're competing for for a wild card spot at the least. So I don't know that I would give him up unless I'm getting one of the guys off like the top five. For Gallo, the Rangers system is thin. Again, they actually have some exciting guys, but they're really far away, and who knows? Joey Gallo is what he is, right? He kind of does the one thing. He draws a ridiculous amount of walks, but he strikes out a ridiculous amount. So he's as close to a three-true outcome guy as there is. He's really good at it. And it is a fairly organization friendly contract. So, for the Rangers, it might be more quantity over quality, meaning rather than, it taking one guy from the, top of the rankings in terms of, top 100 type talent, you might be able to get two or three of those other guys who, maybe a little bit further away. Although there might be pressure on the Rangers to start kind of turning things around there because they've been struggling for a while.
Jonathan, is this we got a rumor here that you're getting married soon? Is that true?
I've been married for 23 years.
I'm getting married. You got the rumor wrong.
Oh, what the hell am I reading here?
No. The tip here is that Jonathan clearly was at Andy Roth's wedding and helped him lift him up in the chair. If we have this, that's the information.
Oh.
That's
well,
is
yeah,
that right?
Okay.
Is that accurate?
My bad. Did Andy Roth help?
Bad sources.
He helped you in the chair?
I helped him.
Yeah, so Jonathan, I'm getting married in 2 weeks, right? And my fiance is Jewish. I'm Catholic, and I've never done anything with the chairlift. There's a lot of things I've never done.
Jonathan, I'm performing the wedding here. I am performing his wedding.
What kind of rules are there in Cleveland? My goodness.
No rules. That's part of the fun.
You can get anybody can marry you now. You got to be certified.
I know. I'm mostly just upset now because your fumbling of that was a poorly planned opportunity to make fun of Andy Ross.
Terrible. You're right. I should have let it go.
And anytime we miss that opportunity, it's sad for all of us. But yes, we were at each other's weddings a million years ago. I still think I'm having back problems, but it was worth it.
So what advice would you have for me then with the chairlift? Because I'm very nervous about that. There's two things I'm really nervous about. I'm nervous about breaking the glass because I've been to a couple weddings and I've seen people whiff on that. So I'm gonna have a bullpen.
I told them it's easy, Jonathan.
I've seen people whiff. It scares me so much to have the idea of me stomping down on the glass and then it just the glass just shooting out across the room and me sitting there with egg on my face. I'm so scared of that. And then with the chairlift.
Yeah,
I'm not a massively big guy. I'm sure people can accomplish lifting me up in a chair, but I'm up at night worried about it.
So I'm glad you're not up at night worrying about getting married. That's the important thing.
Oh, I feel confident about that. Yeah.
This segment has taken a turn. But so here's the breaking the glass. I think the key really is to use your heel.
Yes. Heel, okay.
Right. If you use the front of your foot, I think you're just not getting enough leverage. You really want to use the back of your foot and just own it, commit to it and it'll go fine. Mine went fine. Didn't have a real problem with it. The chairlift, you'll be fine. Just make sure that, you surround yourself with people you trust. And given that it's your wedding, you probably should have a few of those who will be able to lift you and can sort of handle the weight distributed all around the chair. If you get enough people, then it's not going to be a problem.
Jonathan, did you consider dropping Andy Roth once you had him up in the air?
I can neither confirm nor deny considering dropping. I've known Andy Roth since college, and he is one of the all-time good guys, but that would have been funny. I wish I had thought of that at the time.
Oh, that would have been a great – and it would have been Andy is a klutz, so it would have – even though it wouldn't have been his fault, it would have, kind of fit his persona.
He would have blamed himself,
Probably. That's probably true. And please apologize to your wife for suggesting that you were getting married soon.
Yeah, that would have been news to her.
Thank you, Jonathan. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Jonathan Mayo, MLB.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.